Hey everyone, it's me. Yep, it's me out here in Niagara-on-the-Lake walking. Another beautiful day. It's about 46 degrees Fahrenheit or about 8 Celsius. And I'm just on Gage Street right now. I stopped and took a little bit of video and posted it to Vine and 5 seconds, 6 seconds, and to Viddy, which is kind of like Instagram, but like especially for videos. And I know Instagram itself also has videos on it too, but I figure I'd put something on Viddy since I had an active account. But right now, as you can hear, I'm by a creek I've talked about on other audio booths. Yeah, I can really hear the water running on there. This passes under, this is Gage Street, so it goes up around Gate Street and up through to King Street. Because I know we used to go walking or tobogganing years ago, and there's a little bridge over there. And the same creek that goes, well, yeah, as I said, where we walked and tobogganed on and by and on. And so here it is. I'll let you hear the sound again. Okay. So now that you heard it, and if you were listening to this on Viddy or Vine, of course you heard it too. So anyway, let's go on. Just a bit of a walk, just not really too much going on. Of course, yesterday was Ed in St. Catharines to have a phlebotomy done. And supposed to have an echo for another one next week. I need to call and make the appointment for that. Anyway, then was with my parents. I would have gone on the bus and all, but my dad went, they had stuff to do, so. But anyway, so we were there, got back a little after 6. We went to Walmart, and I walked around to Walmart, and I sat a while, and of course we had our usual coffee stop at Tim Hortons. And, so, anyway, then, we got back a little after 6, and we had some leftovers. And somebody's coming, so I'll just. Here's a coil of. Okay. Okay, so I'll just walk across. Coming up to Gage and Simcoe Street, where the St. Andrew's Church property is here, this whole block to the left. Heading towards Mississauga Street now. And it's actually there is like a hall. It used to be a white building years ago. Gotta watch the water there. I don't even have any boots on today. It's so nice. But anyway, I was back and was helping Delma. She A laptop went. That, of course, that's the same Toshiba Satellite 100 laptop that I got back in 2006. I let her have, and so that probably downloaded something and caused a file to go corrupt or something. So that's the deal with there. So I was talked on her Acer last night and all, and so trying to get that situated with Windows 7 because it's a whole different learning curve. And so we listened to a story, and this morning I was busy with her again trying to get the Windows Live Mail to work more like Outlook Express. And I've got it a little closer to that it would resemble Outlook Express. Of course, there's different key commands for like saving and stuff like that, but there's a learning curve to it, but it's not too bad really once you get used to it. So then I had some lunch. And just got ready and came out here for a walk and enjoying the nice weather because of talking tonight and tomorrow. Supposed to get 15 to 25 centimeters, which is about 6 to 8 inches. Well, more than that, probably close to a foot, 8 to 10 inches. So hopefully it'll miss us there because it's supposed to go just south of the lakes, the storm. And they're talking about it yesterday, and this morning on the radio they said that it was potential for that. And now we got to go across Mississauga Street here. Okay, let's get out. It's kind of soft and oozy here. Okay, I know, because this is Mississauga Street. It's one of the busy streets here, probably one of the busiest ones. It's one of the main roads, and we're going to go. And because Mississauga Street is kind of what becomes Niagara Stone Road, I wonder if I turn left there, because I'm heading sort of northwest towards what is referred to as Chautauqua. I'm not going to go quite that far. It's still part of Niagara-on-the-Lake. But it's just the area. It's just called Chautauqua there. Just used to be old cottages and stuff years ago, before I was born. I think it was in the 50s and 60s. But it's all since changed, and people have got the permanent homes now and all, and so just got that. And So, I probably will just go to as far as Butler Street, turn left on Butler, and head back to Mary and back home. So, but anyway, sad because I think there's a pathway, because Butler Street, I think, stops here at Gage Street. And a friend of my brother Roland's used to live there eons ago, 30-some years ago. And, so, towns, as I said, has really changed. As I said, I'm still on Gage Street. And some of the homes have been updated, nicer homes. And, but as I said, parts of Niagara-on-the-Lake, people retire here, a lot of them have bed and breakfast. See, a lot of people from Toronto and the bigger cities come here and retire, pay an arm and a leg for a nice house, and all. But yeah, here's the pathway that goes to Johnson Street, and Butler Street sort of continues. I don't know if it's still, but I think it's called Butler. And just looking with my monocular, I wouldn't walk through there in the muck. So I think I'm going to go to Dorchester and walk back. So, anyway, that's the score. And I think another friend, brother Roland, and my cousin knew, lived in a house somewhere along here, too. But anyway, not really too much. I started talking about the snow here tomorrow. So that's the deal. This winter is just, I mean, dang thankful that we got these mild days here. Now it's showing some signs that I guess it's breaking up. And with the sun being higher up in the sky and all, I think that's helping a lot too. A couple months ago, still lower because of the Earth's rotation and tilting. If you are, you know anything about the Earth and that it tilts back and forth every year. And almost at the spring equinox, and around the 20th, 21st, another 10, 11, 12 days. And so in the northern and southern hemisphere, all are to have the same. So that's that. And so with that, there's no bowling this week because it's March break. And the alley, I guess, is booked. So, that's the scoop there. And I think what I'll do is, once I get to Butler and Dorchester, I'll stop the boo and put it out to y'all. So, hope you enjoyed it. And I'll just walk on Dorchester to Mary and back up. So, y'all have a good day. Everybody, take care. And God bless. So long, everybody.